toothpaste on through in the hole, you know. Used to be when the raised corn ear would be anywhere from 10 to 12, 14 inches long. Like that. White and yellow. Bloody Butcher. Three different kinds of corn. Bloody Butcher, yellow, and the white. And we'd shell up either kind we wanted and go to meal Saturday evening. Some preferred the yellow. Most of them, though, preferred the white.
Do you have any of this grain growing in Texas that grows in flooded fields?
In flooded fields?
Yes, sir. Kind of a starchy food?
Well, I don't believe I do.
Do you have any rice growing here?
Rice?
Yes, sir.
No. Oh, I don't know of anybody raising any rice here in the county, though. No. A lot of us raise south part of the state and all.
That's it.
But I never seen any rice raised in this part of the country.
What do you call this homemade alcoholic beverage? You used to hear about people making it in stills up in the hills.
What it was, but I can't think of it now, you know. A lot of it used to be made over here, a lot of it here in the county. Used to be, quite a while back, was made here in the county. And a lot of it in Oklahoma and over there, they made lots of it. Sober lots of it.
Was it ever called moonshine?
Moonshine, yeah, yeah. I remember here, hadn't been too long back and all. You remember Ernest Ford on the TV? He's out of Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Tennessee Ernie. He was on television here not too long back, and he was telling about making the moonshine up there in Tennessee. And he said he made two grades, you know, and his customers come to buy some of it. He had asked them what kind they wanted. He said he wanted the loving kind. Or the fighting kind. He was on a program here a while back, and I was singing. I forget now what program it was. He's a great entertainer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tennessee Ernest.
You know, used to, before sugar is packaged like it is now. Did you ever hear of it being sold right out of the barrel?
What, liquor?
No, sugar.
Sugar?
Uh-huh.